There's a very similar argument for the concentration of holes at the top of the valence band. So I started out again with the density of states of silicon, and then I blow up this section right around the top of the valence band. And this looks like a square root function going the other way. And then I multiply the density of states here with 1 minus the Fermi function. That will tell me which states are empty. So the Fermi function tells me which states are occupied. And 1 minus the Fermi function tells me which states are empty. And at room temperature, the empty states are up here in the conduction band. But there are some empty states in the bottom of the valence band. And again, I have to multiply by 10 to the 12th. So this is 1 minus the Fermi function times the density of states where I'm concentrating around the top of the valence band. I multiply by 10 to the 12th, and I get some holes in the at the top of the valence band. And I can do an integral to get an expression for the number of holes at the top